Welcome to Climate Matters. We're here with Kevin Bailey of High Peak Solar, and in this segment, we're going to be talking about community solar. So welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you.
Great to have you. So in terms of community solar, it's great to have someone like Kevin because he's not just talking about it from a conceptual level, but has the direct experience of developing a local community solar project. So, Kevin, maybe you could start with big picture. What the heck is community solar, and why is it? Why would people choose that? In the last segment, you spoke of customers choosing either off-grid and their motivations for that, or grid-tied and the motivations for that. But what happens if they're not following either of those paths? Why should people be interested in community solar?
Community solar is for everyone. Whether you rent, whether you lease an office space, as long as you're responsible for an electric bill, you can participate in a community solar project, otherwise known as a solar farm, you might hear. And what that allows you to do is have part of that project. So say there's 1,000 panels and you need 12 panels, you can have a percentage of that project, and the utility will actually credit your electric bill with your responsible portion of that generation from that solar farm. And so I recognized that this was a good opportunity to serve people whom have contacted me over the years who just didn't have good solar sites but really wanted to do something in support of sustainability with their power consumption. And so now that community solar is allowed, which I believe was in 2015 or 16 was when the Public Service Commission allowed it, now having that option is very important for people who want to support renewable energy.
So in both cases, whether it's grid tied on your own home or you have a utility bill and you decide you want to pursue community solar, you're getting the kilowatt hour benefit is shown on your bill. Is it a kilowatt hour benefit or a dollar benefit, or how does that work?
So sort of the policy changed shortly after community solar was allowed. The compensation has been decreased since it started with a move away from net metering towards this thing called the value stack. Mm-hmm. So it's a total different set of rules that swept a lot of projects mid development cycle. So there's a radical change shortly after this was set off and people were starting to do these types of projects. So the project that I started to develop
And this is the Hope Solar Farm?
This is the Hope Solar Farm, yeah. So I was contacted by a church in Brunswick, New York to help them do this on their land, to give them a revenue stream and to sort of include the community in the efforts to build this thing. And it's still ongoing. We have a website for it called hopesolarfarm.com. We have a lot of facts there where you can go and that talks about how it works, and there's links to other pages there where you can sort of take a look into the world of what community solar is.
Yep. So if you're a customer, is the idea you could participate or buy into the solar farm to the degree that you can offset 100% of your bill, or is there a limit of 50% of your utility consumption?
It's optional. It's just like as if we went to someone's home and wanted to size a system for their home. With the solar farm, however, you don't necessarily have to purchase them and outlay cash up front. You can simply buy the electricity from the project at an ongoing rate, similar to purchasing it from the utility. So that there's a large group of people that would prefer that approach, and that is more inclusive towards the general public.
Gotcha. So you mentioned renters, and then there are also people who might have some large trees or don't have enough yard for ground-mounted solar, or they live in an urban environment where there's a building to their south shading them.
There's so many scenarios where people just can't do solar, and this community solar sort of broke down all those barriers and allowed for a lot more customers. And it's sort of they're typically large projects, so there's large injections into the grid. That production is during the daytime, and there's seasonal variations of production. So customers within a solar farm will be receiving more electricity during the summertime and less in the wintertime as far as their bill is impacted. So getting people to understand how it's working on that front is
so on an annual basis, a customer could choose to offset 100% of their bill, but it may vary month to month because of the technical output of the panels themselves.
Yeah, you still need the power line to your house, so you'd still have to pay your connection fee to the utility. And if your power goes down at the house, you're not physically connected to the solar farm directly. It's part of the utility grid, but you're getting credits through the utilities billing system.
Gotcha. So we're here on Climate Matters with Kevin Bailey of High Peak Solar, and we're going through kind of an overview of community solar, a new option for people interested in renewable power who may have limitations on their facility to sign up. Their limitations may be physical, or they may be renters, or any other possibility. So Kevin describes it as solar for everyone. So Kevin, you mentioned the website for Hope Solar. I wonder if you could repeat that website and also tell us where people could go to learn more generally about community solar.
So that website is hopesolarfarm.com. There's a facts section on that page, which has 15 to 20 questions commonly asked on how the program works. And a lot of those questions would deal with projects from other companies and tailored to how it works in New York State currently.
Yep.
I know of several other companies that are offering community solar projects. Locally, Monolith Solar and Hudson Solar each have projects in different utility territories, so you can check out what's out there and sort of compare what option may be best for you.
Right, and if people wanted to pursue, or they really wanted to get into the nitty-gritty, they could go to the Public Service Commission, New York DPS, NYDPS, or to NYSERDA, the New York Sun, to find out some more there. How's this been growing? What's the schedule for building Hope Solar Farm, and where are you in the development process?
So there's a large interest in it. I am still navigating the permitting process. This is going on my third year. I think I knocked on the door for a building permit in summer of 16. And so I'm currently waiting to get the decommissioning bond approved from the town board, getting my stormwater management plan signed off, which has been promised a few times, but still not in hand. The stormwater issue was sort of, varying of opinion on whether or not it's not a solar field is not a parking lot, so it's not like there's a huge congregation of water leaking. I've heard that the DEC has deemed solar farms or community solar non-penetrable or what's the term I'm looking for? Impervious.
Right.
Impervious surfaces. And so whether or not they actually create storm runoff water was sort of up for debate, and depending on who you talk with.
So depending on the local permitting authorities and other such details. So
we're getting close.
Yep. But. So roughly what are you looking at? We have less than a minute left, and just trying to get a handle on, for folks. You've got a number of folks interested. The two questions remaining, can people still sign up? And what's the timeline on when they would get the kilowatt-hour benefits?
We're about 90% full.
Oh.
So a lot of customers, close to 200 people have signed up so far. My hope is to have the permit in February and start construction this springtime with power flowing by summer.
Look
of
out.
19. So
that is good news. I didn't realize really looking at this year, and certainly a lengthy process given that you were digging in 2016. So
it's well worth the time and effort, though. So
great to hear. Kevin Bailey, High Peak Solar, thank you very much for joining us on Climate Matters.
Thank you. Appreciate it.